Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Have you been avoiding yourself? As mums, and especially at this time of year with the silly season fast approaching, it's very easy to avoid yourself. You get busy doing stuff, focusing on what the family needs and wants. You're feeling more tired than usual. You're snapping at your kids. Frankly, you feel like you're on the brink. But instead of dealing with how you're really feeling, you just keep pushing through and avoiding yourself in the process. Feeling a lack of energy, snapping at your kids, feeling frustrated with your life, these are signs that something isn't right in your world. And constantly being busy doing stuff won't help you at all. In fact, you are potentially making the situation worse, not only for yourself, but for your family too. When was the last time you took a moment for yourself? When did you last sit with your thoughts and explore them? When you're busy, when you're rushing and doing stuff, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to connect and reflect. The big problem with being busy all the time is that your thoughts don't actually go away. In fact, they're lurking in the shadows of your mind, and the longer you ignore them, the more they grow. Like mushrooms, they love the shadows. When you remain busy, feeling ugh, and avoiding yourself, you're losing sight of yourself, losing sight of what makes you happy, losing sight of what fulfills you. And when this happens, it becomes a vicious circle and you start to lose confidence in yourself too. Then things can really start to spiral out of control. Don't let this happen to you. If any of this is an aha moment for you and you realize that unintentionally you've been avoiding yourself, then this is the time to put a stop to it. And I'm going to share right now the three steps that will help you. The first step, set three non-negotiables for yourself. No matter how you're feeling, good or bad, what are three things that help you to connect with yourself? Meditation. I personally like the Insight Timer app. A walk. Now, if you've been with me for a while, you know I love my walks. A cup of tea in the sunshine. Writing in your journal. Most of us stop these positive behaviors when we're feeling good and then act surprised when we inevitably feel like crap. So think about the three things that make you feel good about yourself. Three things that help you to connect with yourself. And make those three things non-negotiable. Make them a part of your routine and put them in your diary. If you don't write it down, you won't allocate time for it. And let's face it, in the busyness of life and at this time of the year, it won't get done. The second step, focus on your energy levels. Take notice of what activities leave you feeling positive and energized and which activities actually drain you. Think about what you've been doing in the past few days. How do you actually feel when you're doing these things? How do you feel afterwards? Drained or energized? If you're exhausted by something, if something's draining you, it's time to consider whether you should really be doing it at all. And finally, the third step, be yourself. After clearing out what doesn't serve you, then it's time to add back in what does. What's something that on paper adds nothing to your life but could bring you joy? That doesn't mean binge watching The Crown now that it's been released. It means reading a book, spending time in nature, or anything else that connects you to yourself and not your device. Schedule time for it in your diary. And it may sound strange to plan a date with yourself, but if you've been constantly avoiding yourself, your fear, Amy G. Dala, will come up with a million reasons why you should spend that time doing something else. So I'm asking you now to outsmart yourself and prioritize the real you. Now, if you've been avoiding yourself, I'm inviting you to do a favor for yourself right now and get some support to get you back on track. Book a free 30-minute clarity session with me this month. In this 30-minute clarity session, you'll clear the fog, gain clarity, and know what action you need to take. There's only 10 sessions available and they're completely free. So book your 30-minute clarity session now and finally have focus and clarity in your life. I'm going to put the link in the show notes, but it's theleaptolead.com/clarity.